BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches, and I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely,
but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions.
Making women gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Keep sharing the champ. With the fake champ. With Sally, might have been a good
score. BoxingVoice.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice. Tonight it's going to be your immediate reaction show for Terrence Crawford putting the number on John Molina, a masterclass performance. So we definitely want to touch on that. We know that Terrence is quite a star and put on a star class performance without a doubt. So we want to obviously get your guys' thoughts on that. Remember, the number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time if you want to talk to us, want to voice your opinion. And for our international callers, remember to add Nesta Gibbs on Skype. Well, tonight was a great night of boxing, for sure. So many good fights. Obviously, during the time of this Crawford Molina fight, Cuellar and Mares were getting it on, but I decided to switch over to HBO from Showtime for the superstar Terrence Crawford to see what it is that he had. Since we know John Molina and we've seen him in front of so many people in the past, it was kind of hard not to be interested in this fight. You know, there was that narrative that maybe Molina could come from behind and pull an upset win the way that he did before on Hank Lundy, who was a boxer, or Mickey Bay. But obviously, with those two guys, didn't possess that Crawford has is that ring IQ. The way this guy was staying in the pocket and just countering Molina consecutively with the same hand, I mean, the left hook all night from the southpaw stance, whether to the body or to the head, it was just, man, masterclass, right? It's sad that anytime a fighter looks good, let alone a fighter of African descent, you could only relate him to Floyd Mayweather. But at the end of the day, that's what it looked, because it looked like levels. John Molina was getting punched on the way in, and I know that it's cliche or synonymous with boxing. The Mexicans say they take two to land one, but it was ridiculous what he was doing with his face in there. He just had no regard for his face, and he was using it as a shield or an offensive weapon. At one time, it seemed like he tried to use it as a headbutt, but I was definitely impressed with Terrence, man. A little shocked I was with Max Kellerman, but I guess we'll get to that later on and discuss the post-fight and the names that HBO was throwing around. A little bit shocking for sure. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, it is 12:30 a.m. here, East Coast time. Hit that thumbs up button just for the sheer fact that we are up late talking boxing here with you guys. Listen, I'm going to bring on a couple of callers really quick because we're going to make this one short and sweet, man. But again, very impressed with what was done to Molina, because we seen Broner do something similar to, John Molina. And Broner stood in the pocket. Broner was there. Molina just could not, I guess, penetrate the shell of Broner that night. Crawford moved a little more than Broner, but he was still countering as he was moving, landing numerous punches. Again, just digging to the body from either orthodox or southpaw stance. just really separating himself. And before I open up those phone lines, you know, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time to voice your opinions. Give us your immediate reaction to this masterclass performance of Terrence Crawford. And tell us, what did you think? Oh, wow. I just noticed that I never changed the overlay from the Joshua fight. Oh, well. Anyway, we want to know your thoughts on Crawford and his performance. And Max Kellerman saying Errol Spence. Would Crawford be interested in an Errol Spence fight? Now, Errol is at 47. Crawford was interesting to me. He said, well, Errol probably will be moving up. But, yeah, I like that fight. So I want to get your guys' thought on the fact that, like, just what was your reaction to Crawford's reaction to the name Errol Spence being thrown around? And also, your thoughts on the Manny Pacquiao scenario, which is what they're throwing around, the Manny Pacquiao fight for Terrence Crawford. So you let me know your thoughts. Listen, I'm going to open up these phone lines. As we already noted, I made a mistake already, obviously, on the overlay. You know we're up late. So we're going to get to Jamar from Jacksonville. Talk to us. Jamal.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, talk to us, Jamal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's up, man? What's up? How y'all doing?
Yo, what's up, Jamar? It's you, right?
Yeah, man, I was on another screen, so it wouldn't let me talk to y'all. I was muted.
Well, you're live now. Go ahead. Tell us what's up. What did you think about the fights?
Yeah. So
remember, it's immediate reactions. So we got to go to them quick. We got a lot of callers on.
All right. But to be honest, I didn't see the fight. I actually just came home from work. I tried to record it, but I couldn't get it done. I was about to bet on that fight, but the odds were too high, so I couldn't bet on it. But I hear like he beat him bad. Like, what happened? What did you guys see?
Well, to be honest, it was pretty one-sided as everyone would have expected from the tally that I kept count of during Thursday's show. Most people picked, almost everybody picked Crawford except for one person, and it was definitely one-sided on my scorecard, and I'm sure on everyone else's scorecard. Crawford switched southpaw about a minute and a half into the first round as he normally does, and they completely dominated and outboxed John Molina, and Molina was just looking for one big shot for most of the night.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that. I was just like, this guy's the best boxer puncher in there, like probably besides Rigondeaux, or I don't know, like if you pick like another boxer. But other than that, I already knew he was going to win that one. I'm watching the Abner Mares versus Coelho's fight right now. I put a bet on Coelho's, but he's losing, so I think I'm losing all my money.
Damn, you haven't seen that fight yet? All right, well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but you might want to tune out because other people calling in might bring it up. But we got to get some other callers, though. Nice hearing from you, brother. Yo, Ness, you know who we got next?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see who we got. Definitely.
There we go.
Hey, Jamar, man, thanks for calling in. I'm just trying to get things situated over here, but
I told y'all a long time ago, Kirkland
will go down 3 rounds.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's milk, man. Yeah, real quick. Crawford looked good against Molina. He did what he had to do. I don't think he wants it with Errol Spence. I don't think he – well, let me say that again. Errol Spence will beat Crawford. The Pac-Man will beat Crawford right now. What I want to see is, I want to see if Bob Arum and Al Heyman, if they can make Broner and Crawford. That's what I want to see. All right? That's my call.
All right, Milkman, thanks for calling in. Like magic, We fixed that overlay, Barry. Terrence Crawford versus John Molina. Immediate reaction. Talk to us. Let us know your thoughts. Remember that number, 1-425-569-5241. Press one. One time to voice your opinion. Press that thumbs up to spread the word, to tell a friend that we're talking boxing. We're going to head on out to our magic Skype machine. We're going to go to KVT. Talk to me.
Yo, Ness, what's happening, Steven? Man, that was an awesome performance by Crawford. His movement, he's just so fluid the way he moves. Like, the way he can just turn in and out of punches. I hear this talk about Manny Pacquiao. I think he schools Pacquiao. I think Pacquiao is probably avoiding it in a way, the fight with Crawford, because he sees the danger there, you know, like as if you can't see it. He's just, and I didn't get to see the end of the fight, like with the interviews and that. Was was Crawford keen on the Errol Spence prospect of fighting him, or? I didn't see his reaction to that.
I'm going to say that he was on it, I want to hear my listeners' opinion. I want to hear the audience's opinion on it, because I don't know. Maybe it could be misinterpreted, or maybe there's another interpretation of what was or what took place.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind the Errol Spence, you know, the prospect of a fight between those two. I would like to see Pacquiao versus Crawford first, though, just to see if Crawford can bang at that level. But, I was impressed, and that's my call.
Yeah, man, I was impressed as well. Now, I'm just wondering, is Crawford, you know, like he made it clear, like, I'm not a 147-pounder, you know. But what's funny is, listen, wouldn't a fight with Manny Pacquiao be at 147? So is he 147 for Pacquiao and not for Errol
Spence? Do you think no offense, Ness, but do you really think it'd be at 147? I mean, Pacquiao has been known to come in around 143, 144. I'd imagine if Terrence wanted to come in good shape but still have like a size advantage, he might come in 144, 145, maybe not go over the full 147. It wouldn't be like fighting a regular 147-pounder. It would be like fighting a blown-up junior welterweight in Manny Pacquiao, who was admitted to doing that in the past for those big-money fights.
Very true, my friend. Very true. We have about 1 minute left on the phone lines before we lock up the door and throw away the key, and only the good ones that jumped on get to stay on and talk
90
boxing.
Seconds.
There she goes. You know, Lucy don't play around here. She we got a cock. So
that's Lucy. That's Mistress Time. She's a cruel mistress.
We're going out to Andre. Talk to us, Mastermind.
Good evening, everybody. Wow, what a day of fights for the boxing world. Man, I purposely watched Cesaro fight. I had my kid waiting at the airport, but I was so excited. But as far as Crawford, just let him fight Pacquiao, man. It's going to be too much of a headache trying to get Errol Spence to agree. Let's just see what he could do with Pac, man. It was a good fight tonight. Let's just move on. Let the boy fight Pacquiao. Get Bob Arum another fight for the Pacquiao, man, and this taking it to 2017, man. Ness, what do you think, man? Joshua Klitschko, man. I know it's a reaction fight.
Well, I did a show actually on it, and I did a live show, like a live recording of us watching the fight.
Oh, I got to check it out. Though.
But yeah, right, Joshua Klitschko, I'm definitely interested for sure, without a doubt. It's going to be an interesting fight. You know,
we going to London?
That would be. That would be very, very good if we could make that happen. You know what I mean? Let's see. Let's see what's in store for TVV in 2017. Nice. Listen, Dre, man, what do you think is next for Crawford, though? I mean, you heard Matt Kellerman. He's talking about Errol Spence, Manny Pacquiao.
I think Kellerman knows that it'll be a good fight for HBO. But honestly, man, I think Aaron's just too stubborn to fight with Heyman. So I won't be surprised we get Pacquiao. I mean, I would love to see Errol and Crawford, but it's like that Christmas gift you hope you could get, but you don't know if your mama could afford it. But I hope it comes out that way, man. But I highly doubt it's going to happen. I think Pacquiao.
Hey, as graceful as Crawford looked today, do you think he can make it that easy versus someone on the level of a Pacquiao?
Ooh. Probably, yes. Yes, probably. Probably. I think so. Probably. Some people would disagree with me, but I feel that way.
Well, Dre, listen, I'm going to get to some other callers' immediate reaction. So thank you for calling in. Hey, Steven, I see these phone lines have lit up, so I think it's time we use that. We get that bell out, huh?
Well, that bell is 3 minutes. The media reaction shows are usually 1 minute, so I've been using my my timer.
All right. Well, let's go to Mike from New York.
Oh, just fair warning, everybody. It's the Cut It that's going to have to come in and give you the chop, let you know.
That's right. Mike, talk to us. New York City. Mike. Going on to Carmelo in Chicago. Carmelo in Chicago, talk to me. Man, is it us? Steven, double check that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, while we have the producer check on that, let's just recap on what we got to see tonight. Terrence Crawford actually did have a pack house, so it would be interesting to see what a Broner versus Crawford fight would look like. Broner draws well there in Cincinnati. Crawford obviously drawing well. A fight like that probably would end up in Vegas, maybe. Not 100% sure, but it would be a fight that would be interesting. Crawford did mention Ricky Burns. So, you know, I don't know. Ricky Burns most recently, Pauly Malignaggi on his podcast said that he possibly was going to have a fight with Ricky Burns due to Eddie Hearn offering him that fight at 140 pounds. So it would be interesting to see just exactly what is going to happen for Malignaggi at 140, if he can make it. Crawford now, because he also said he was interested in that new IBF title that Julius Ndongo just got. So,
yo, I remember when I asked his trainer Brian the other day when he was on the show, I asked him, I said, okay, well, if you're not looking up to like those 147 pounders, who is on your radar? And he did bring up Ndongo. And I think that's the right move, honestly, to be real. I think that it makes the most sense to clean up the division, to be the undisputed junior welterweight champ. Look what that did for Danny. Look at how that helped make his transition into welterweight. Where right now, where Terrence Crawford might have to kind of go into welterweight, like, you know, the old-fashioned way, maybe fight another good top 147-pounder, whereas, you know, Danny got the easier kind of treatment where he got to test the waters with a fellow junior welterweight moving up like Lamont Peterson at 143. And then he also got, you know, what a lot of people consider was a soft touch in Pauly Malignaggi in his first true fight at the weight. So is Crawford going to get that kind of treatment right now? Maybe, depending on who they're looking at for him. But I think if he was the unified junior welterweight champion and went up, I think that he would have a lot more to bring to the bargaining table when it comes to anyone who he'd be matched up with. Right now, he's already got a lot because he's the bigger name, but is he like a big star? He draws big in his hometown, but his pay-per-view numbers weren't that good.
No, those numbers were about at 50,000. Speaking of numbers not doing good, those thumbs up or not, these numbers are not equating to the amount of people watching us. And if you're watching us in the past, present, or future, remember the thumbs up is a great way to indicate to us around here that you're enjoying the content, and also another way in sharing the content with multiple other peoples. It looks like the phone lines have gone down, and they're not allowing me to get back in, man. It looks like Terrence Crawford has broken the internet.
No, dude, it's not. Don't do that, Ness. Come on, Ness. You're better than that. I know you like to be modest. I know you don't like to admit it, dude. But it's us. It's the Boxing Voice. We're doing it like 3 shows a day. It's us. We broke Blog Talk. Everybody knows it. No one wants to admit it. It's okay, though. But, like, come on. All the amount of extra content that we've been putting out recently, it's unrivaled.
Yeah. Listen, man. I'm just glad we were able to get out here and get you guys this immediate reaction show. Put your comments in the comment section below. Let us know, what did you think of Terrence Crawford? Who would you like to see him next? What exactly did you get when he was asked about Errol Spence? Did he seem like he was ready and willing? Or did he seem like that's a fight he would like to see later on in the future? Would it be Pacquiao that you would want to see him with? Or is it Ricky Burns that you'd like to see him unify? He also mentioned Julius and Dongo, man. Now, that's not a bad fight. Listen, I am your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter, both at Ness GTO. And my co-producer.
Yo, I'm Steven Calderon. You can find me on Twitter at Calderon92. And you can find me on Instagram at sugar_steve.c. Nothing but smooth
sailing. Always a good show and the good producers here, man. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, catch us tomorrow for our Sunday Crow Edition, because we have our list. We're checking it twice. We're going to hand out double helpings of Crow, whether you like it or not. Later.